And what does he do? He takes that love for money and puts it into fundraising to build the Chabad house. He loves hanging out with wealthy people, hobnobbing with the rich. He likes money. And instead, so what does he do? Instead of like what do most people like money do? They go into business and they make money. What does this guy do? He starts hobnobbing with the rich in order to fundraise to build Beis HaTorah. So this, what he's doing is he's taking his desire for money. And he's not throwing it away. He's transforming it. He's making it into a force, into a power for Kedusha. No, in earlier generations they didn't have the courage to do this. And that's why the Hiro was not publicized. Machdo Eretz Yisroel was a Hiro that was not publicized. The Rebbe says that the Tzemach Tzedek told it to a Chassid. If a Chassid came to him and said, I want to move to Eretz Yisroel. Obviously a Chassid, it's a Chassid who understood what the spiritual Madrega of Eretz Yisroel is. And he felt that he was worthy of going to Eretz Yisroel. Otherwise he wouldn't ask the Tzemach Tzedek. We're not talking about a person who was just interested in making a move, who was interested in retiring in Israel, living out his days by the beach. We're talking about a Chassid who held that he was on the spiritual level of going into Eretz Yisrael. So the Tzemach Tzedek said to that Chassid, you're on such a spiritual level of going into Eretz Yisrael that you, I can tell about the Hiro of Machdo Eretz Yisrael. You should know that that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is not going into Eretz Yisrael, the ultimate is bringing Eretz Yisrael here. But it wasn't publicized, because most Hasidim weren't even holding by going into Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe says, now that it's publicized for everybody, and in our generation it's publicized in ways that it reached, that this Hiro reached from one end of the world to the other. So the Rebbe says, it comes out, that this is our job, we're ready for it. Not thanks to us, thanks to the avodah of all the generations that came before us. But we are capable of doing something totally unique, which is being lowly veltlich eretzim, who have lowly worldly desires.
That preceded this whole thing, and now it's in a very good book. Now we can do it. But there's a clipper that came first.
There is between clipper which conceals the fruit and clipper which protects the fruit. Ultimately, clipper is for good. So it comes out like this. The Rebbe says that the ultimate is not that there will no longer be Tanugim Gashmi. What is Yimeis HaMashiach? Yimeis HaMashiach is not a time when there will be no more Tanugim Gashmi. Mashiach is a time in Kol HaMadanim Mitzuyin Ka'afa. There will be physical and material delights. There will be Madanim. But the Madanim will be Mitzuyim Ka'afa. They won't have a Chashivas to the person beside the Gashmis Dika Tainug in it. But rather the person will come to recognize that the Gashmis Dika Tainug itself is also a Lakus. That just like dust, which has no taste and has no, and the curse of the Nachash is that you should eat dust, because dust is tasteless. It has no pleasure from his food. So by him, by such a person, material pleasure will be the same thing as those things which offer no pleasure at all. Just like he understands that those things exist in order to serve the Eibishter, so too material pleasures exist only to serve the Eibishter. So Machdo Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean that we're supposed to lock ourselves up. And of course we have to know that there's an Alter Rebbe, and there were Chassidim in Liyoshne that spent Shisha Chadashim B'Shem and Amer, and Shisha Chadashim B'Psomim. 6 months of tshuva and 6 months of preparing for yichidus, and that the first thing that we have to know all these things, because it's all these things that we're building on. We're not chatushal deviating from these things. We're not departing from these things. We're building on these things. And therefore we have to know who we are, where we're coming from, what we're building on, and where we're going to. And develop, prepare, mamish, all the things, anything that the Rebbe ever asked us to do from day one, if you look at it through the right perspective, you realize that everything that the Rebbe ever asked us to do was Mavda Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rebbe wanted. Mavda Eretz Yisrael. Whether it was all the inyanim of Mafatsim, the dafka, the inyanim of radio, and the inyanim of television, and the inyanim of satellites, and the inyanim of billboards and advertisements, all the inyanim that were exclusively in the domain of titillating people's titles. That's what they existed for. Of providing people entertainment, simply for pleasure. That's what radio came for. That's what television came for. That's what advertising is for. It's all for that. That's all these things were made for, by the people who made them. To take those things and proclaim to the world that those things are also inclusive. That a radio is for teaching chassidus on the radio. And a television is for recording a fabregen. And a satellite is for connecting Jews that are chassidim from bringing from one end of the world to the other. And a fax machine exists in order that people should be able to see Divrei Torah, to get the copies of Fabrengen, or to send to a Balabas a Torah fax before Shabbos. That's what it's for. And the computer is so that there should be chassidus on the internet. We're not interested in putting all those things away. We're not interested in moving into little huts under our fig tree. We're going to move in little huts and commune with God and meditate and become spiritual beings. That's not what we're trying to accomplish. There was such a stage in our history that we did that in order to get to an even higher level. Which is to see God in the skyscrapers, in the hoo-ha of life, with all its entertainments, with all its distractions, and every one of those things. These are all exist for the sake of proclaiming God's reality. So Machta Eretz Yisrael means that it's not enough to leave Mitzrayim, to reject the perspective of Eretz Mitzrayim, and to accept the perspective of Eretz Yisrael, that the only reality is God. But to take that truth that the only reality is God and bring it back into Mitzrayim. That the only reality is God is just as true on 42nd Street as it is in 770. To the point that the guys themselves are even realizing this, and that's why they're cleaning up 42nd Street. I remember when I was a bacher, the biggest time that they said on Lubavitch's was that the Lubavitch and bacher were going to put tefillin on Jews on 42nd Street. So who won? Who won that battle? The forces that were sustaining. The capital of sin in the world, or the boys who went out and put out tefillin? Who won? The people who came in and said there's no such thing, there's only Elikus. That's who won? We won.
That's
And now it just doesn't exist. I mean, it's just not there. It's Disneyland now. So in my days, when I was a kid, when you mentioned that street, it was like, you know, who? Now it's Disneyland, office buildings, crisis rooms, whatever it is. Because when you go with the reality of Enei Mubada in Maisa Mepel, that in Eretz Mitzrayim, I remember the first time there was a Chabad telethon, and they used famous personalities, movie actors and actresses, to get up and make appeals for Chabad, for the work of Chabad. So the Frumavelt was, so somebody in Los Angeles got a copy of a flyer, and then they actually, and a lady had actually printed in the Jewish press, with pictures of Whoopi Goldberg and John, what's his name, Voight, and Achleses Ross, different more famous guys, and I was living in Israel. They dropped copies of this in the middle of the night. Someone drove by over there. They dropped things on the street in the middle of the night, and you wake up in the morning, they're blowing all over the streets, and everyone picks it up to read. So they dropped a copy of this advertisement, and on top it says, "This is the face of Chabad nowadays." And the idea was, I mean, a person looks at this, he sees an ad for Chabad telethon, and he figures, you know, listen, I read stories about Chabad, about the old Hasidim, about how they used to live, they would learn, and they would daven, and they would this, and look at this, they're right. The people who are saying that Chabad has gone off track, Chabad is derailed, and is deviating from its own traditions, they seem to be 100% right. What? Movie stars. This is Chabad. So I happened to meet a Lubavitcher guy, and I asked him, I said, what is this? I said, the Rebbe allows such things? She said, yeah. He sent it into the Rebbe before he put out the yet. He sent it into the Rebbe. I happened to meet the right guy. Usually most guys you meet would say, no, the Rebbe is against these things, this and that. It's just people doing it on their own. This guy said, yeah, no problem. And at the time, I totally could not relate to the concept. How did the devil allow such things? What's going on? What? I mean, this is Chabad? This is Lubav, this is Chassidus? This is what the Baal Shem Tov came from the world for? The answer is, yeah. That's what the Baal Shem Tov came to this world. Exactly it. That all those things that represent in the world, to those who admire, to those whose desires and whose enthusiasm is a clipper, the ultimate representation of that is the movie star, the star. That's the ultimate representation of the people whose whole world is, people spend money to buy magazines, to read about what restaurant, which movie star ate in. Because this is mamash, this is it, this is the ultimate. In the world of Eretz Mitzrayim, they're the ultimate. And so the Rebbe came along and said, Bachto Eretz Yisrael, take these people, and they should stand up and say that every one of us has a moral obligation to support the work of Chabad. Which Chabad is the antithesis of everything they stand for. They may not realize it. But the fact is, that's it. That's what they're supporting.
I'm sorry. The whole thing is Luther Rastow, when he said, I don't agree, go up and come and look at the stars. And then he has a whole thing in Luther Rastow. And here they have Luther Rastow going to the stars.
So what the Rebbe is telling us is, the Rebbe says, Igiyas Mangulasma. The Rebbe is telling us the work is already done. The Rebbe says, everything is finished. The only thing is, Wake up. Open your eyes. Realize what's going on. Realize what we've been doing. Realize what we've been accomplishing. I hear people talking about we're living in darkness, living in darkest times, the biggest concealments. And I'm looking at the citizen that ever says you should start singing already. You should start dancing already. At the same time, you should be tremendously upset over the fact that the redemption in its completeness is not here yet. But the Rebbe is saying, stop dancing already. So clearly the Rebbe is looking at reality very different than we're doing, it's so dark, it's so bad. And of course, that's an excuse to indulge in whatever you feel like is so dark, it's so bad anyway. I might as well do whatever I feel like. Let me say, dance, sing, dance, yippee, hooray, the ghoul is here. So what are you talking about? And the Rebbe says, what is it? It's a matter of opening your eyes. It's a matter of how you look at it. That's the whole issue. Whether you're dancing ghoula or you're crying ghoulas, has to do with how you're looking. With what kind of eyes you're looking through. The Rebbe says, we're past Eretz Mitzrayim. We're past Eretz Yisrael. Not we're holding by Eretz Yisrael. We're past Eretz Yisrael. We're holding by Eretz Yisrael, should despise him b'chol ha'aratzes. We're holding by having Eretz Yisrael over here. And there are people who still look at themselves and the world as if we haven't even, as if we just went into Mitzrayim. They're first rolling up their sleeves to get into Eretz Mitzrayim. Okay. We're adjusting to the life in Eretz Mitzrayim. This is we're past that. The Rebbe says, we even have to pass the point of fighting with Amalek. Chassidus explains that the answer to Amalek is Kabbalah Zayin. Amalek comes from Lamata Mitam with us. He says that even though I'll be your Amunah, and even your Seichel tells you that Enet Muvad, that you're a Pasha, you're a Deir Shrebeni. You know the God's reality, you know the truth. And Amalek comes along and says, who cares? So the answer to Amalek is, come on, sir. Put your sandal aside. And do what you have to do. Whether you enjoy it or not. The Rebbe came along, the Rebbe said in Sichas, we're past that too. The Rebbe says, you should be enjoying Avodas Hashem. The Rebbe says, Avodah now is an Avodah mitechtainuk. You should be pushing, having a good time. You should be begotten, you should be enjoying yourself. Be excited. You should be enthusiastic. You should be enjoying yourself. And bringing that excitement and enthusiasm into Eretz Mitzrayim. The Rebbe said you should already be in Eretz Yisrael and be busy with making Eretz Mitzrayim into Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe says, in one place the Rebbe says, how do you make all of the chiddush of an nefesh, the etzem ha'neshama? The Rebbe says, a funny statement. He says, through doing everything with chassidush of arumkeit, that's how you make all of the chiddush of an nefesh, the etzem ha'neshama. And you look at this statement, you say, like, what's he talking about? I mean, chassidim been around for hundreds of years. And everybody's been working on being make all of the chiddush of an nefesh. Dr. Rebbe said on a certain chassid that he has, in Shemin Esra, he has Gila v'chid v'shemin Efesh. That's the ultimate. Everybody's been working on it for hundreds of years. And that's how in Kuntus Atfila he explains what you're trying to do. When you dive in Kuntus Aveda, what's Aveda, what's Atfila? V'megali v'chid v'shemin Efesh. So for hundreds of years we work on v'megali v'chid v'shemin Efesh. And all of a sudden the Rebbe says, you know what you need to do? You have to do things with Hasidish and Maramkai, with enthusiasm. How come we never heard about that before? The answer is because the answer is you're past struggling to be Megali Yechidah Shemin Evers. The problem with Yechidah Shemin Evers is not that it's hidden and you have to work on revealing it. The problem with Yechidah Shemin Evers is that it's revealed but you don't realize it. It's already revealed. Your problem is that you don't realize it. How are you going to realize it? How are you going to realize that your whole geshmak is only elikus? Is yichidah shalem that you really don't care about anything else? How are you going to come to that realization? That it's already true. So the Rebbe says, by doing the good things that you do with excitement and enthusiasm, you'll realize yourself how much you enjoy it. How much that is your true enjoyment. How much that is your reality. It's not something you have to work on. It's not something that you have to make it happen. You have to be what you are already. It's been done for you already. Your yechidah shel nefesh, your etzem haneshama, is fully accessible to you already. Now the Rebbe says, use it. You want to get an appreciation for it, use it. Because until you use it, you're not going to know what it is and appreciate it. But the whole issue today here that we're dealing with is not how to get out of Mitzrayim and go into Eretz Yisrael. The problem that we're dealing with is how to get people to stop going out of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Mitzrayim. People are going backwards. You're supposed to go into Eretz Mitzrayim to Machdo Eretz Yisrael. The problem is you have people going into Eretz Mitzrayim and they go, oh, Eretz Mitzrayim, I think I like it here. Forget about Eretz Yisrael. We're going backwards. To see people who at one point were excited, enthusiastic, had a kivalgi koch in Yiddishkeit and the Hasidus, especially Bala Tshuva, people who came to Yiddishkeit and to Hasidus, what brought them here? Because someone's going to give them a patch if they didn't daven? That's not what they came for. They came because they were excited, they found the truth, they were excited, they were enthusiastic, they ran, they left everything behind. Their parents, their families, their educations, their careers, they left everything behind. So many of them left fortunes behind. Because they were excited, because they were enthusiastic. And then you turn around a few years later, you look at the same people and go, ooh. Going backwards. Going from Avedus Hashem, mitech Simcha, mitech Tainuk, mitech Ratzon and Merutza, and reverting back to Avedus, to Kabbalah's Hail in Fanatic Mitzrayim. That's the problem of the day. The problem of the day is not that people are, how do you get people from Eretz Mitzrayim into Eretz Yisrael? The problem is that people are so used to looking at reality as Eretz Yisrael, that even when they're in Eretz Yisrael, they go back. And instead of going back in order to bring Eretz Yisrael to where they came from, unfortunately people go back and they stay there. The evidence is that we're all guilty of this to one degree or another. We all have times. We had a tremendous koch and a tremendous excitement. whether we're standing by Fabregen of the Rebbe, whether we're standing under the porch of the Rebbe, whether we're standing, we all had times, we all had moments, we all had periods of tremendous koch and excitement, and we were passionately excited to be a Yid, and excited and happy and proud to be a Chassid, and excited and happy and proud to be connected to the Rebbe, and excited and enthusiastic and inspired by the fact that we're connected to Melech HaMashiach, and we took Pashut joy and delight in knowing that we were chosen to be the ones that are bringing to the world the Pesuris HaGeula. And yet, those same people who experienced those same moments have to make sure that we don't go back. Now you see people who say, well, that was before. Before? Now things are different. What do you mean now things are different? We went out to Israel and now we're supposed to go back to Israel. That's something that even Amalek is not mature enough to suggest. It's a whole new, it's a last ditch effort on the part of the Satan to come up with a whole new klipa. A klipa that says, go out of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Mitzrayim. Paray says, don't go out of Mitzrayim. Amalek says, don't go into Eretz Yisrael. But once you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's finished. Now we have a new Mishigas. To convince yourself that Eretz Yisrael is really Mitzrayim. Why? Because that's our job. Our job is to go into Mitzrayim. Our job is not going to go back into Mitzrayim. But to go back into Mitzrayim to Mardor Eretz Yisrael. We've already experienced Eretz Yisrael. Each one in his way has already had times where he experienced Eretz Yisrael. Everyone in his life had a had moments of Eretz Yisrael, had a taste of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he has the koyach to go back to Mitzrayim and Mardor Eretz Yisrael. But not Chas V'Shalom to go back into Mitzrayim and get sunk in and become part of Mitzrayim. Time to go back into the world that we came from, to go back to our families, and to go back to our educations, and to go back to our careers, and to go back to everything. But to go back with the reality of Eretz Yisrael. And to be involved in those things, and to enjoy those things. And in the involvement and in the enjoyment, why am I here? Why am I in Eretz Yisrael? Because I have a shluchas. Because I have a job here. Marda Eretz Yisrael. When I was a kid, in the Moshe Shmuz, in Yeshiva, the Bali Moshe used to give Moshe Shmuz. So the two things that represented the Megush of the kind of America was pizza and ice cream. So when a Bar Mitzvah wanted to give a shmooze, when they would give a shmooze, they would go, hey, we need to get ice cream, American money. That's what they would cry. They would cry with the nigger. In America, a lot of people busy with pizza and ice cream. So what did the Rebbe do? He got Hasidim to make ice cream parties on shmooze to bring people to Martin Taylor. To take ice cream and the enjoyment that people have in ice cream, the time and kashmi that people have in ice cream, and to use that ice cream to make an ice cream party on Shavuos that little Jewish children should hear outside of Sandivris, should come to Martin Taylor. To take that pizza and make a kosher week. And show people how you can have. The Rebbe gave to people who are involved in all kinds of producing all kinds of products of kosher food. The Rebbe gave all kinds of brachas. You look, you wonder, like, what for? I mean, what's the point? So the people, we don't have enough timers. We need new products. There's not enough kosher products on the shelves in the groceries. We need new. And the Rebbe encouraged everybody who was involved in this. Why? Because now you take all those products and you go and you make a kosher week. Or you make a kosher stand in your local supermarket and you show people that you can enjoy your kashrus. You like pizza? Here's pizza. We're not telling you don't like pizza. We're telling you should know that pizza is also godliness. And if you like pizza, then you have to like pizza the way God wants you to like pizza. But to go back and to be involved in the pizza and the ice cream and forget that we're in Eretz Yisrael and say, hey, pizza and ice cream, pretty good. Who needs the Saras HaDibros? I'll just stick with the ice cream. That's where we trip up. That's where we make the mistake. And that's what we have to give in our families. In the chinuch of our children, in our families, we have to give our children a sense that we have a mission. That we are shluchim into Eretz Mitzrayim. We don't belong in Eretz Mitzrayim. We're higher than Eretz Mitzrayim. We're higher even than Eretz Yisrael. We're higher than everything. We have a job. The Eibishter gave us a mission, Marta Eretz Yisrael. That's the only reason why I'm here. The only reason why I wear clothes is because of Mavda Eretz Yisrael. The only reason why I eat food is because I have a job, Mavda Eretz Yisrael. The only reason I own a house is because I have a job, Mavda Eretz Yisrael. And the only reason I don't drive a car, the only reason I have Mavda Eretz Yisrael, is I have a job to do. And I love my job. I love my job. I enjoy my job. I take great pleasure and delight in my job. Then our children are going to want to live. Are going to want to live that kind of life. If we tell our children, "Hey, it's so dark. Hey, it's so bitter. Hey, the tigers out there. Hey, it's a harvest out there. The shyness. Hey, it's so difficult. Hey, we have to have a moment, come on, the devil makes us do these things. We have to suffer, but we're loyal Hasidim, so we suffer anyway." And kid says this, he doesn't have a Fabrengen to go to. He doesn't have a Shabbos to give Fabrengen. He doesn't have a Dallas. He has no other means of seeing the truth except through his parents and teachers. And so if his parents, as long as he had other ways of seeing the truth, so there was a hope that he would see the truth, even if his parents wouldn't mess him up. And his teachers wouldn't mess him up. But now, we're in a situation, the system is that the parents have to parent and the teachers have to teach. I know it's frightening for parents and teachers to realize that they have to parent and they have to teach. That's the fact. And if we don't give over that, if we don't give that over to our kids, so I can say, hey, listen, you don't like it, okay? Maybe one day, once upon a time, you were turned on because you had a rep and you had fabrications. I don't have any of that, right? All I'm hearing from you is how miserable you are and how dark it is and how horrible it is. Okay, fine. Listen, I'm not interested. Call me when things get lighter. Meanwhile, let me have some fun. So I have no doubt that Mashiach is coming and I have no problem with Mashiach is. I just want to have as much fun as possible till he comes. But if we communicate to our children that I feel the same way as you. I know that Mashiach is coming. And I know who Mashiach is and I want to have as much fun as possible before he comes. But we wonder what my fun is. My fun is Machta Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing that's more fun than that. Than taking on the whole world and winning. There's no greater thrill than taking on the whole world and coming out ahead and watching it happen with your own eyes. There's nothing. we're working out, we're transforming your Jewish lives, we're transforming Gaiish lives, we're transforming everything. It's all, you have to work a little. That's part of the fun. Sometimes you have to go through situations that appear to be difficult. That's part of the fun. You ever have people having a 10-foot race? No, why not? Why don't people have 10-foot races? Look, the whole idea of a race, the whole idea of what sports? To win, but if you want to win easy or you want to win, you want to put an effort. If it's something you enjoy, if it's something that's fun, you want to put an effort, you want to work up a sweat. You want to feel that ache in your bones, and it doesn't bother you, you enjoy it. It's part of the enjoyment. Part of the enjoyment of a good game is when you walk out and say, hey, my back. You feel good when you walk and you come home like that. You feel like you got a good workout. Oh, that was a good game. Oh man, I got tackled and I landed in the mud. Oh, that was a good game. Because that's part of the fun, that's part of the excitement, part of the, if you're into it. It's part of the fun, a part of the excitement is the struggle and the sweat. So therefore when you come into Eretz Mitzrayim is full of limitations and struggles and difficulties and challenges. But when you come into Eretz Mitzrayim, to Mount Eretz Yisrael, that's part of the fun. Part of the fun is all the limitations of Eretz Mitzrayim. And transforming those things. That's real Eretz Mitzrayim. When you're broke and the landlord is chasing you and the bank is after you and you're still going out there, you're being fast and all the course. Come on, Nick. That's real Mitzrayim. You're in Mitzrayim. Welcome to Mitzrayim. What are you doing here? Are you worrying about your voice perfectly trying to figure out how to be made fast and malakut? Because if you're trying to figure out how to be fast and malakut, you want to know something? You're going to win. You're going to be much better off Pekashmius than the guy who's worried about his voice. Pekashmius, you'll be better off. Not Beruchmius. But Pekashmius. You're going to have a better life. You're going to have more fun. You'll have more joy in your life. You have more pleasure in your life. And it'll be the joy of the byproducts or waste products, but the joy of all course. Of Eretz Yisrael, of Atzmus, of Bleak Wall, of Affinity, the ability to go into Mitzrayim and then turn the whole thing around. So going into Mitzrayim means I welcome the Metzorah. I welcome the Gvulah. Because that's my mission. My mission is not to break Mitzrayim, that there shouldn't be a world anymore, that there shouldn't be limitations. My job is to bring God's infinity into those limitations. That's my job. That's what I'm here for. That's what I exist for. Zum Gewaldig. Oh, another limitation. Yippee! Another challenge, great! Another opportunity to map the Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe says, map the Eretz Yisrael, what are you supposed to do? The Rebbe says, whatever situation you're in, throw yourself into it entirely. Be there! Don't worry, what are you worried about this? What's going to be with that? Who cares? Right now I'm here. I'm here all the way. I'm here, and why am I here? I'm here because God wants me to be here. Whoever here is, whether here is in a state where your Gashmius take a challenge, or here means in a state of spiritual challenge. That Pasha today, Chas V'Shalom, a person is Eivan Avera, he has to sit and think, okay, This is the ultimate Mitzrayim and Avera. How do I transform this? How could I utilize my Avera that I did for something good? When people would come, when Baal Teshuva would come to them and ask them for a tikkun on things that they did in the earlier years of their life, the Marshall people would say, if in 30 years I ate tray, so what kind of tshuva, what kind of tikkun could I do? So the Rebbe said, go out to people who are still eating tray and tell them about kashrus and explain to them that you are talking from experience, that you used to eat tray and you switched. It's going to make a much bigger impact on the person hearing it than if he heard it from someone who never ate tray. That's the tikkun. What kind of tikkun is that? There's hundreds of svarim, Sifrei Kabbalah, Chassidus, that talk about tikkunim on different averes, and that just doesn't appear. So the Rebbe invented, created a new tikkun. Because all the previous approaches to a tikkun was, how do I make that avera disappear? How do I make it go away? How do I make the residual effects on my body or on my soul disappear? So either I purge my body or I purge my soul. How do I make it go away? Levi says, no! Now we're past that. Now it's Machdor Yisrael. How do I make my Avera be Mephaisa Melikus? I'm so far into Mitzrayim that I'm shy to have Eretz Yisrael. How do I use that? Too much talking. The main thing is that not to talk, the main thing is Maisa Mepeo, we have to learn in Yadim Mashiach HaGaula, but to realize the whole new world view that the Rebbe is trying to teach us, trying to get us to incorporate into our lives, into our thoughts, into our speech, into our actions, into ourselves, into our families, and into the whole world. The Rebbe says, and living with the reality of Mashiach, living with the Metzias of Melech HaMashiach, and where are all of these transformations coming from? Where's the power for all these transformations coming from? If there's taken no such tikkun in the Svarim of Tikkun HaTshuva, and yet we see Bepeil that the Rebbe is accomplishing something that's much higher than a tikkun. And the idea that Taka Bachan can go that doing with 742nd Street and doing all these things, going into Eretz Mitzrayim, the ability to transform Eretz Mitzrayim to Mount Eretz Yisrael, where's it coming from? Who ever heard of it? There's no such thing. There's no precedent for this. There's no radical breakthrough, which is completely orchestrated step by step by Melech HaMashiach himself. So when you're living with that mission, when you're living with that reality, you can't do that unless you're living with the reality of Melech HaMashiach. Because you can't separate the two. And you can't convey to somebody else that reality if you're not conveying the Inyan of Melech HaMashiach. So after all the talk and all the... we have to be learning, we have to be internalizing, we have to be making part of our... knocking it into our minds and into our hearts and living it, doing it. Pasha, getting excited, getting enthusiastic, even if you don't feel enthusiastic. Don't wait till you feel enthusiastic. Be enthusiastic, and you'll realize that that's your true feeling. That's your truest, most natural feeling, is to be excited about learning. That your truest, most natural feeling is to be excited about it. Not force yourself. Come on, I'm going to make myself do it. Stop forcing yourself. Start enjoying yourself. And the fact is that as we make this our reality and we proclaim to the world this reality, then we through this, and the Rebbe always says that even before you actually do it, just through the realization that this is what has to be done, and the achlata, the decision to do this, that itself is enough. The Eibishter doesn't have to wait until it's actually carried out. That itself is enough that the Eibishter doesn't wait and doesn't hesitate even an instant, even a second, and he sends us the full and complete revelation of the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach, Golil Eini Kol Amen, in front of the entire world, which we all join in proclaiming, Yechi Adineinu Merenu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Le'Elam Vod. Yechi Adineinu
Merenu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Le'Elam Vod. Neinu Merenu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach.